둘, 셋, 파!
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 80.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
I've got one more, and then I'm going to go for a swim.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, and welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org. Consequence and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here, for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with the entire series. In fact, you'll get three brand new interviews sent to you every single week. That's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover the new ones. You can grab us at Spotify, Apple Podcast, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Don't forget to also give the series a rating, leave a review if you feel so inspired. That always helps out so much. We've had some great guests on lately, including Il Divo. Amber Chardé Robinson from Palme Royale on Apple TV. Comedian Matt Matthews was here. Writer and producer Prentice Penny was also dropped by to talk about Black Twitter on Hulu. Maya Hawke, who's starring in Wildcats. Let's see, Spike Ferriston, he co-wrote Unfrosted with Jerry Seinfeld. Bryn Smith of Shinedown was here. Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie. Kevin Bacon and the Bacon Brothers. Actor Scoot McNairy to talk about Blood for Dust. Mike McCready and Stone Gossard of Pearl Jam. And Dave Wakeling of The English Beat. Just an example of what you get when you subscribe to the Kyle Meredith With podcast. That's me, Kyle Meredith, and today, my guest, Grace Cummings. She's got a brand new record called Ramona that we're going to be talking about. She made this with Jonathan Wilson up in the Topanga Canyon in California, and we'll hear how it was inspired by Angel Olsen's sound on her Big Time LP, why she wanted to be more vulnerable than she had in the past, and how sometimes the words are really just a vehicle for the melody. Grace is also going to discuss the mythological character of cowboys, kings, and gods that populate her songs, and why she wanted every song to sound like a pivotal scene in a film. You'll get all that and more. It's one of my favorite albums of the year. Let's talk about Ramona. It's Kyle Meredith with Grace Cummings.
Hi, g'day, how are you?
This is the first time I've been able to talk to you, but I've been such a fan for this record and the last record, and the songs that you've produced are just incredible. And you just keep getting better. I love this record.
Thank you so much.
I would love to hear. So where does this record start? Does this record start in Topanga Canyon with Jonathan Wilson? Is that sort of the beginnings of it right away?
No, the record started with me at home in my bedroom and in front of my piano for a while. And I was lucky enough that Jonathan wanted to work with me. I wanted to work with him because I think he's magnificent. And I went up to Topanga and recorded a bunch of songs that I'd already written, save one that I wrote there.
Is that Love in the Canyon? Did that get written there?
It is.
Yeah. I feel like that might have been the obvious one, at least. You've got to.
Yeah, I guess so. You're right.
So what, like, you know, you've done some self-producing and stuff like that. Like, how was this difference this time around? Like the collaborative nature of this relationship?
I have always wanted to do something like this. I've always wanted to do something this big and grand and theatrical. And, you know, with my first record, it was kind of a bit of a, like a fluke record. I got a record deal with Flightless and they asked me if I had an album and I said I did. And I just had a bunch of folk songs that I'd recorded. And the second album was made during COVID and there were a lot of constraints on us here in Melbourne, how many people you could have in a room. You couldn't rehearse with anybody. You know, those two albums kind of just had to be small because of the circumstances that I was in. And I finally had the opportunity to do something that I've always wanted to do and have a big sound and a lot of people. And I was listening to Angel Olsen's record, Big Time, while I was on tour. And I kind of got this... this like wave of confidence from nowhere. And I just thought, fuck it. I'm going to contact Jonathan Wilson and I'm going to see if he wants to do my record. And he said yes, about half an hour later. And I just thought that it wasn't real. But it was real. And we started sending each other stuff over the internet and I would send him voice memos and we would talk about music that we liked, you know, drum sounds that we liked, guitar sounds that we liked, voices. And when I got over there, it was like hanging out with a mate, really. I mean, it was hanging out with a mate and working really collaboratively and just having a lot of fun. I don't really know what the process was because I don't think there was one. Did that answer the question at all? I don't even know what I just said.
I love that like this is muscle memory for you at this point. Like it's how it happened. No, but that's it is interesting to me that you have this desire to produce something much bigger. Like, did that change the way then that like how early did you know that that was gonna happen? Like, did that change the way that you wrote the songs?
Yeah, now I remember what your original question was. How is the producing different? That's something that I cannot do on my own. I don't understand a lot of what is going on. I don't know how to play the cello. I don't know how certain things work, you know. A lot of the time I would sing parts to people and I had some voice memos of like sung string parts and stuff, and then when I got into the room with people who really knew what was going on and really knew how to arrange stuff, like Drew Erickson, for instance, who arranged the string section, I just went, fuck, all right, sometimes you got to work with other people and they make you better at being you. And I don't think that anybody really put on a producer hat and told everyone what to do. Everyone just worked together doing what they did best.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone. Up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Grace Cummings.
I think you mentioned somewhere about wanting to be more vulnerable in your vocal performance too. And like, your voice is a weapon. I'm certain you probably understand that. Like, your voice does not exist with anyone else. You know, like, oh, they sound like this, or they sound like, it's like, fuck, man, Grace Cummings, that's her, singular.
Oh, that's, you know, nice.
So when you talk about wanting to be even more vulnerable with how you sing, like, compared to what? Like, what? Like, how?
I think by not trying to be something that you think is good. I think that with this record in particular, my vulnerability, as you say, came from being really true, not trying to make something that was good because it was a particular type of writing, particular genre, because it sounded like this or it would impress this person or get kudos from that person, you know. I think that I did exactly what I felt like without much filter. So I think that is vulnerability. I think that was difficult for me because a lot of the things that I was writing about at the time are difficult, painful things. And yeah, I think maybe that's the difference. Not filtering that stuff out because it's too much.
Yeah, and not to sidestep the lyrics and what you're kind of alluding to, you know, with painful topics. But when you also put some focus on what you're doing vocally, I mean, does it ever get to a point where sometimes the words serve as just a vehicle for the melody? Like, usually I think it's the other way around a lot for a lot of artists, but I feel like maybe those opportunities were there to kind of flip it for you.
I think so. I just did an interview with someone just before you about songwriting, and I wish that I could have said what you just said, that sometimes the words are just a vehicle for the melody. I'm going to write that down because I think that's true. Sometimes I feel like English or whatever is not my mother tongue, and my mother tongue is actually just like sound and sensory things, and you know what I mean? I think that's a language as well, and one that I think I speak a little better.
And then at some point, I mean, yeah, you know, you decide to put the lyrics there, like, and that's what I mean, like, at that point then how much weight do you put on them? Because you might want to say something, and you definitely do say things all over through this record. But like, I guess I almost feel silly asking it in this way, but how important is that?
Sometimes really important and sometimes not at all. Sometimes I will write something I know nobody will understand except for me. And that's okay, because I understand it. And I hope that I can sing it with the emotion or the meaning that it holds, and that will translate to somebody else, and they'll be able to get something from that. And sometimes I write exactly what I mean. But I think, yeah, I mean, words are important, obviously, but sometimes I think they can be descriptors or, you know, little extras rather than a bit of prose. You know what I mean?
Sometimes the words get in the way of the song. I don't know. I was thinking of your line in Something Going Around, that I'm only bringing up in context of what we're talking about. I have nothing to be feeling and nothing to say. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty spot on.
But that's, you know, I do want to hit on some of it, because Common Man, like, there's a story with Common Man, as you know, like, here we have the cowboy tale, you know, the Western that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Is this what's going on in this song? Is it the same connection to like Work Today and Tomorrow? Like, is there a through line with those two songs and what you're singing about?
Sure, I think so. I think that Common Man is like, I mean, I know cowboys are real, and especially in places like Australia and America, obviously. But to me, the cowboy is like the mythological creature of the cowboy, you know, like it may as well be a unicorn, and it represents like freedom and stuff that, you know, you don't feel and you don't think that you'll ever feel. It's not real. And I guess work today and tomorrow is like common man is like, I am that, like, fuck it, I am that. And work today and tomorrow is like, I want that. how does it happen? I want it.
Like, do you also, when you've got, I guess I'd say a character like this, like, do you see the full story? Like you hear actors, you know, if you got a character, you will imagine the backstory to give depth to your character, even if that never comes out. Like, do you take it that far when you're kind of developing something like this?
No.
So who is this person?
I'm an actor as well. And I think that whole backstory thing is just like a way, I don't know if I should say this. It's like sometimes a way for actors to just like not get up and do any work. Because you're sitting around thinking about your backstory so much. It's like, just do it. I feel so bad now. But I think that you, no matter what character you play as an actor, or if you're singing something or whatever, your backstory can only be yourself. You know, you could play this villain, you know, Iago or something, and you want to understand what he went through as a child and why he hates Othello so much or whatever. But the only experience you have to draw upon to create that character that isn't you comes from you. That's all you know. That's all you've ever experienced. You've never been anybody else. So I think that I've already done my backstory work, and that's living the 31 years that I have.
Fair enough. And at this point, hit your mark and say your line. It's
just get on the spot and say your line. Don't bump into the furniture. Yeah.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Grace Cummings.
In the attempt of possibly drawing lines that aren't there, with the mention of king, the king in Common Man, and there being no king in heaven, are we talking about the same person, entity at all?
I think when I talk about kings and gods and stuff like that, it's when I don't, it's like the biggest word that I can think of. And I think that the king in Common Man is just whoever's like up there, like behind the sun or something, looking down on you. I don't know, just like the bigger something that I don't know if I believe in or not. It's called the king this time.
I love when artists do that either way. I mean, whether it's meant to be a direct connection or not, you know, it's that idea of like, you know, if this were movies, it'd be a universe. You know, it sort of makes a universe out of these songs. Like, they all exist together in a real place.
Yeah.
Where unicorns and cowboys coexist and write each other. Right.
Yeah, it's a real place inside my head.
Appreciate you letting us in.
Thanks, man.
On the music side, I really quickly too, because like those drums and strings in Work Today and Tomorrow, that's the whole song feels devastating, but I really like that's my favorite parts of Radiohead is what I get from that song right there.
Right.
Yeah. And the percussive thing and I'm Getting Married to the War, I mean, immediately gives a place and a feel, you know? So as we talk about what you're doing with your voice and what you're doing with the lyrics, like, did you have what did you want to say musically in this? Because whatever, I love it. It's perfect.
Thank you. What did I want to say musically?
Or did you even have that vision of mind of what you wanted to sound like? I mean, I know sometimes you just fucking work at it and you hammer at it and then here it is, you know? And sometimes you with a grander vision.
I think I wanted every single song to sound like it could be at a really pivotal scene in a film. I wanted it to be big. I wanted it to be theatrical. I think that real things in life are best expressed theatrically with a lot of Yeah, that's whoop, full stop. That's what I think.
Full stop. That's good. Cinematic. It is. It's perfect. It is emotional, and it is. Yeah, I'm agreeing with you. It is all the things I think I'm getting from that too. I love this record so much. I really do. I love this record so much. I'm so happy that you continue to do it too. And seriously, Grace, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about it.
Thanks for talking with me. I had a good time.
My thanks to Grace Cummings. Ramona is out now. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you leave so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week. New and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. 3 a week to keep you updated on your favorite artists and discover some new ones as well. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, NPR, WFPK.org, Consequence, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Also, if you don't mind, give the series a rating, leave a review as well. And then after that, head over to WFPK.org, where I do a show Monday through Friday starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. You get 4 hours of classics from the 80s and 90s. You get the best in new music. There's bonus interviews, lots of music news as well. One of my recent episodes, one of my recent shows, featured some classics and favorites from Talking Heads, David Bowie, Space, Remy Wolf, Everclear, The Clash, Blackalicious, Grizzly Bear, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, Vampire Weekend, Counting Crows, Harry Nilsson, Nico, Jack White, James Brown, Rainbow Kitten Surprise, Janis Joplin, Tom Petty, Casey Musgraves, and my interview with the Veronicas. Just an example of what you can hear every weeknight, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on any of the social media sites. The address is always the same. It's at Kyle Meredith, and I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
I'm on like a iPad and the camera keeps going like this, so I'm sorry. It's a motion tracker. Is that what it is? I don't know how to turn that off.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media. It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.